I was a wireman on a tank landing craft. They take about 6 tanks and quite a number of soldiers. They have a crew of 12, and they're not very seaworthy, they're flat-bottomed. But on D-Day, we loaded up at Southampton with tanks, Canadian troops, and we were set to go actually on the 4th of June, which was 2 days before. It was called off because of the bad weather, just after we'd moved a few miles outside Southampton. And we actually left on the 5th of June, late at night. We arrived off the coast of France, a place called Beniers on Juno Beach, at about 6:30, 7 o'clock next morning. When we landed on the beach, we hit a mine, and that put us out of action. The tanks were unloaded. The troops tried to shield themselves from the tanks because we'd landed in front of the machine gun positions. The soldiers tried to get to a hole which had been blown in the sea wall, and they were all making for this one gap, and very few of them made it. They were just mown down by machine gun fire. And having to watch this was awful, you know, not being able to do anything, just having to stand and watch it. After they'd got off, there's nothing we could do. We just went up and down with each tide. We couldn't go anywhere, and we were there 4 days. We were a sitting duck, but saying that, there was no German aircraft around. There was, later on in the afternoon, the Canadians had captured about half of the town. Me and a friend of mine asked if we could go ashore into the town, which was safe to do so. We went through the town and along the beach. The bodies were being dragged into piles and thrown onto lorries in order to pass.